Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. Little ZZ Top to get your blood boiling this morning. Just exactly the kind of music that our good friend Jeffrey Zabar needs.
There you go.
Jeffrey is, as I've told you before, he is one of our top home office teleworking experts, and he's here to join us to talk to us about some very interesting things. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Always great to be here.
800-531-3815, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Jeffrey is the author of the book Teleworking and Telecommuting, right, Jeff?
You got it, among others.
Among others, yeah, like Safe at Home. Don't forget that one. That's still a very good book. Jeffrey, one of the things that is interesting to me about small business owners, and one of the many things, is that we sort of get sort of fixed on who we think our customers are, and the exclusion of some other folks in the marketplace.
Right.
And we miss opportunity like crazy if we could just think about segmenting, about realizing that that the marketplace is segmented in a number of different demographics. And if we would just go out and find those people, because one of the things that I think, Jeff, and I think you've been working on this lately, one of the things I think that happens is a lot of people, and I've seen some big companies I think do this, have missed the opportunity with the older generation.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you live in a market, we're in Fort Lauderdale, so the Sun Belt market is known for having an older population, retirees, people who move down here to get away from the nastiness and the bad weather of up north.
They want, especially, in the winter, right?
especially in the winter, exactly. And so if you're a business owner, and I'm doing an article on this topic for the Sun Sentinel, for whom I write business articles, so if you're a retailer, if you're a restaurateur, if you're a service provider, like even an attorney or a doctor, you got to realize that this audience, depending on where you're geographically based, this audience could be ripe for the picking for you if you position yourself right, if you have the right service, if you have the right customer service and sort of attentiveness to the audience. It's no different dealing with kids. It's no different dealing with an ethnic group. I mean, you just have to deal with them within their set of expectations as an audience, as a customer, a reader of marketing messages. You have to make sure that you hit the right hot button, serve them right, and turn them into a loyal customer and audience for your organization.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is this demographic right now is they're the remnants of the GI generation. And then what they call the lost generation right behind them, the people in their 60s and early 70s, they've got they're the ones with the money.
You know what? It's interesting you should say that, because they've been broken down by a number of segments. I mean, there are the affluent. I interviewed a gentleman yesterday named Herschel Gordon Lewis, one of the premier, anyone who's in marketing out there in direct marketing, he's a premier direct marketing executive. He was one of the founders of the industry, and continues in his late 60s, or I don't want to say the wrong age because I'm not sure exactly how old he is, but in his 60s, he continues to be a world-renowned speaker on the topic. And I was talking to him about this, and he wrote a book on the topic about targeting seniors. And he said he characterized them into four categories. One is the affluent. They can buy and travel anything and anywhere they please, mm-hmm. They have the leisure time and the money to enjoy it. The second, there's the comfortable. They're careful shoppers. They're not big bargain hunters, but they like to think of themselves as affluent. They might push it a little far, push their resources a little far to be perceived as affluent, but they are comfortable. There's the still working, those out there who continue to work into their golden years, but they have to work for income, but they still want, to live comfortably,
mm-hmm.
And they work to achieve it. And there are those who are on fixed incomes, whether they're retired and they're getting a pension or they get Social Security, and it's a little bit more of a struggle. They watch every purchase mm-hmm. that they make. So you have to look at, if you're looking at the senior market, you have to look at those four audiences and see how your product, your market, and your message can reach out and touch them, pushing the right hot buttons turn them into, you know, your audience and turn them into buyers of your product or service.
Well, and well said, Jeff. Good examples. And the thing that that makes this group worthy of our time and our study is that group, most of them, only have the money that they earned. Because typically they didn't come up from, most of them, if you talk to them, you know, I don't know what the percentage is, but a high percentage of them didn't get any of that money from their parents.
Right, right.
But there's a generation coming along behind and that's my generation, Jeff, the boomers. There are almost 80 million of us.
Right.
And we're going to have the money that we inherit from our parents over the next 10 or 15 years or so, and we're going to have our money.
Right.
And so that's going to be one romp and stomping generation of consumers. And I hate to say this, Jeff, but we're getting older every day.
Don't remind me.
And our group, yeah, you've got a lot of worries there. I know how old you are, but anyway, but the thing is that what my point is that whatever you learn about working with that segment of society of consumers, well, it won't transfer exactly over to the boomers as they age, because we're different folks altogether from the GI generation, but in terms of the salad days, so to speak, of the of our lives, it's going to be a lot of the things are going to transfer over, aren't they? So whatever you invest in learning right now is going to be well spent.
Well, I think that's why when you go to say you're a communications major in college and you learn about advertising, you're not going to spend a whole bunch of time learning how to advertise to the senior market or to the boomer market or to Gen Xers or Gen Yers or to the youth market. I mean, you learn advertising in principle. You learn the broad stroke concept of what it takes to advertise, and then you may take specialty courses that delve into different areas. But you learn this along the way, and if you're a retailer, the better you hone your skills, and really the skills we're talking about here is how to reach out to, in this topic, the senior market,
mm-hmm.
but it's any market that you need to reach out to. So it's about getting the message right. It's about having the right offer. It's about reaching out to this audience and being able to speak to them in a way that is germane to them. So, for example, Mr. Lewis said to me yesterday when I was interviewing him, he said, create a day that's hot for them, that's theirs alone, you know, senior days or senior Tuesday or senior Wednesday. You make it special. You card them when they show up at the door. You target them specifically and absolutely in the advertising so that the message is for them. Hey, are you over 50? Stop right here and read this message,
uh-huh.
that kind of thing. That draws them in, makes them know that they are special to what you're doing without alienating your other audiences.
Stand by, Jeffrey. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk about why this is important for teleworkers and telecommuters and home-based business owners to know about. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. Z-B-A-R is how you spell his last name, and that's the one that you type into any of the book search engines, the online bookstore search engines, or if you're walking up to the information desk, if you can't find Jeffrey's book on the book shelf, which you probably can, but if you can't, you can walk up there and say, show me the books that Jeffrey Zabar has written. And as we mentioned earlier, once teleworking and telecommuting, right, Jeff?
There you go.
Teleworking and telecommuting. That's the last one. Safe at Home is another one and a bunch of others. But they can also get them at your website, can't they?
Yes, they can at www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
And if they go to Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel?
It's the South Florida Sun Sentinel. They go to sun-sentinel.com. And in fact, if they go
That's where they can read your articles.
That's where they can read my articles. In fact, this week we have four up there that I did for Monday's issue.
Right.
So if they go and type in Zabar in the search at sun-sentinel.com, there's a really good story, or at least in my own modest opinion, about the pitfalls of having one big, and we discussed this last time on the show,
mm-hmm.
having one big client that you deal with and how it can be good for business, but also how it can really strap your business in case that one client or your executive champion within that client leaves.
Well, you're one firing away from failure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So
you know, Jeff, we were talking about we're talking about the working with the older generation, the older demographic. And some people might be thinking, well, I'm a home-based business owner, and I don't deal directly with those kinds of folks. That's not the way my business is. And I was thinking as we were talking that there are a lot of people out there in that category. And okay, I'll give you that. Many of you do, though, and many of you are saying, well, you know, I hadn't thought about it. Yeah, I could be reaching those guys. But let me tell you, let me throw out another angle here, Jeff. Every single one of us, every day, more and more, we need to be thinking not just about our customers and our clients, but the people that our customers and clients serve.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to quantum leap in our thinking about how we serve the marketplace. I think we all need to be thinking, we need to quantum leap our customer and let our net, so to speak, include their customers.
Right.
And if we can focus on that kind of a perspective, we'll do a lot better job for our immediate customers.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point, because quite often we sort of take the narrow, short view and like, okay, my customers, I'm working with a client on this project, let's get it done, and beyond, you know, and he or she will tell me what they need, and that's all I need to know. Well, if you think with a broader vision, if you view the project in its broader scope of who they're trying to serve, and maybe ask a few more questions that delve in deeper into what they're trying to accomplish, you know, who the organization is, who their customer is, what they're trying to accomplish in the near term and the long term, you can bring insights, because that's why they're your customer or client in the first place, is they believe that you have something that they don't. So whether it's ability or knowledge, you can parlay that and their desire to work with you into bigger and better things and help them achieve their goals, which obviously gets back to helping you look better to the organization.
Absolutely. And the thing is by doing that, you know, if you're sitting out there thinking, well, I don't work with those kinds of folks, but if you extend your view beyond the people you work with into the people they work with, I bet you we just picked up a whole lot more folks out there.
Right.
In our example here, Jeffrey, don't you?
Yeah, and I think it's important that you're again, back to the point that your customers hire you for a specific reason, your clients hire you for a specific reason, and that's for the people who are sort of service-oriented providers out there. Now, if you're a retailer listening in, and you know, and you may deal specifically with a, you know, foot traffic that comes into a store. Now, that's one thing in how you deal with them, and certainly they might be your end user. And again, the goal remains the same: to help them do whatever it is they want to do, help them do it better. And so whether it's traditional retail or you're a service industry or you're a consultant with an organization, you're working from home, helping, you got to ask the questions. You got to ask and know what their goal is, where they're headed, what they're after, what their objectives are, mm-hmm. so that you can serve them better.
Well, and not only, and the thing is we all need to be paying more attention to demographics.
Right.
We really do, because the people behave. A demographic is, in my opinion, is a group of people who behave similarly.
Right.
That's my simple definition of a demographic. And if you can identify how many of those people are in your neighborhood, then you know if you're opening up a kind of a business that's not the kind of business that the people in your neighborhood or your community typically would, you know, if you move to South Florida, you wouldn't open up a snowmobile shop, would you? And so you know, you might think, well, that's ridiculous. Of course I wouldn't. But you'd be surprised, Jeffrey, how many people do shotgun advertising for something that's very vertical. It's only particular to a certain demographic.
Well, in preparing for this story that I'm doing on targeting the senior market, I called the state, and there's an anecdote here because I think that a lot of people don't realize how much information the states compile
mm-hmm.
based on U.S. Census information. I was able
seconds.
To find out that, for example, the Broward County / Fort Lauderdale market has almost 20% people 60 and older. Mm-hmm. Dade County, Miami drops a little lower, and Palm Beach County is near 30%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, obviously, there's pockets that would spike
right.
higher than that and probably
right.
approach 60, 70, 80% by neighborhood. But look at where you are. Go to some of these statistical sites and resources. Find out where you are based on where your audience is, who is your geographic
mm-hmm.
demographic, so to speak, and target them, and you'll
yeah.
find greater success. Look for the resources, find the numbers you need.
Well done, Jeffrey. Thank you for being here. Good job today.
Always great to be with
Jeffrey
you, Jeff.
Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too, with Jordan Glazier right after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.